Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the air is Karen Tostado. Karen, long time no hear from. What's happening where you are?
Well, we are excited to see that in Europe they are striking in solidarity against austerity. And we want to encourage people to understand that right now is the time. Not only is it the 15th, but all across Europe, you know, Spain and Greece and Portugal. And these countries are just being eviscerated here off the so-called financial cliff, and they are upset, and it's happening all around the world. We have a chance here to strike in solidarity, the time for freedom to be passed down to us without our direct participation and sacrifice is over. It's not going to be easy, but we do have a chance. We outnumber them, and I, for one, am very glad to see it. United, we strike. We do have a chance here. We've been planting seeds for years. This is odious debt. This is corrupt. These money junkies need to be taken down.
They absolutely do. This entire experiment in private central banking is a failure. It creates immense wealth for the people who create these private central banks, and they don't care what happens to the country after they're dead and gone. These people know there really is no afterlife. That's just a myth fed to the general public to keep them in line. You know, do what Caesar says or you're going to go to the dark regions after you die, kind of a situation. And we even had that amazing quote from John Maynard Keynes that a caller into the show basically said, when they read through all of Keynes' economic theory and realized it was a pyramid scheme. And they said, what happens when the debt gets too great to deal with? And he just said, we'll all be dead by then, or words thereof. I'm paraphrasing rather loosely. But even the IMF has come out and said private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest cannot sustain in the long run. It is doomed to fail and bring untold misery and starvation and suffering to the people of the world. And again, as I like to point out, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. The two came in together. And every time the Federal Reserve System and the United States government get the economy into such a state they can't fix it, they get into a world war to get out of it. And we're at the doorway of that gigantic, you know, big mistake number three here. But you're absolutely right. There are massive protests all over Europe right now. In fact, I just got an article. It's in German, so I have to translate it, where one of the German parliamentarians basically got up and said, we are on the verge of an entire revolution all across Europe over this unbridled greed of the money junkies. And it's really happening. Now, you're not going to see this on the American corporate media. And I've noticed that every time a new live stream of the protests, like in Spain, gets put up, all of a sudden there are technical difficulties and it's no longer available. They're trying to keep this under control because they don't want the American people to realize that all of Europe has stood up to say no to the money junkies. Madrid, they're saying it's starting to look like a war zone there. Firebombs, police brutality, people being shot. We already know what's been going on down there in Greece. Apparently a crowd has surrounded Spain's Central Congress. And the police are there trying to keep them out of there. There were protesters who literally broke in to try and get one of the German representatives over this whole situation. The people of the world have come to understand what the 11th marble means and why every nation that is inflicted with a private central bank is drowning in manufactured debt. And they understand it's the bankers. It's not the terrorists. It's not weapons of mass destruction. It's the bankers. It's the money junkies.
It is.
Yes, the entire world is on the verge of a revolution. This push for a global fascist dictatorship has set the stage for a global revolution. I think it's high time, long overdue. We've got to take a break for commercials. Karen, stay with me. I'm going to bring you into the next segment, okay?
Okay.
All right, fantabulous. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Karen Testato from United We Strike. And Karen, take it away.
Well, I think that the time to act is now. We need to be prepared and we need to capitalize on what is going on in Europe. The people are angry. We need to strike and boycott against austerity, against global governments. You know, if your children were as hungry as they're going to be, you would understand that now is the time. We outnumber them. They think only of profit. That's the lifeline. So when we stop obeying immoral orders, when we stop giving them our energy, when we can say we're pulling back in solidarity with our brothers and sisters, we're keeping our money, we're not going to give it to your banks, we're pulling our money out of your derivative scams, we're pulling our money out, we're pulling ourselves out, and you can tell yourself that, or all the people who are in power, if we didn't serve them, they would have no power, and it's time to cut that lifeblood off.
It absolutely is. And people need to understand something. The wealth disparity in the United States is already way past what it was in Egypt when they kicked out their money junkies. And there is already massive hunger in this country. 47 million Americans are on food stamps. And I can tell you from personal experience with the people that we're working with here in Hawaii, the food stamp money doesn't make it all the way through the month. We have kids in our schools who are going hungry that last week of every month. You know, Claire and I are involved in this local homeless food program, and every time the lines are longer and the demographic is younger. There are people starving in the United States of America right now. This is not something that has only afflicted Europe. It has afflicted the United States, and it all goes back to that Ponzi scheme, private central banking model. We fought a revolution to be free of this kind of predatory behavior.
Only to have
a corrupted government and a corrupted president sell us back into the slavery of the same system in 1913.
And it's all about profit over people.
That's exactly right.
They don't listen when we march. They don't listen when we picket. They don't listen when we petition. They rig the elections. They're fracking all of us, and it really is time to stop. We need to be prepared with food, water, survival, and protection gear. We need to be able to dig in and defend. And if we can take this initiative, if we can join Europe and strike in solidarity against global austerity, we have a chance of turning it around, and it can turn around much more quickly than we've been lied to believe. We just need to seize the moment and take action.
We do. And I want to make something very, very clear here. The path that the nations of Europe and the United States are on, there is no resolution. They're just continuing the same policies that have impoverished the nation, strip-mined the wealth. The 1% are doing great. In fact, there's an economic report I was looking at here earlier today. The 1%, there's a boom in luxury goods for the ultra-rich.
Wow.
They're doing great. You know, they're talking recession. Europe's gone back into recession again. And the 1%, the money junkies who own these private central banks, they're out there buying yachts and expensive custom cars and new homes. They're doing really, really good. And they think that's the way the world is supposed to be. But it doesn't matter. Every pyramid in history always collapses. Every financial pyramid collapses. There's no way to stop it.
No,
and so there's a question. Let me finish this thought, Karen. It's a question between, are you going to go through the hardship of changing the system now, or you're going to have to go through the hardship of changing the system further on down the road? There is no other path on this situation. And the time to act, Europe is already on fire. We're hearing McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chickens are being torched in Madrid right now. More riots in Greece. They're storming their parliament. It's happened all across Europe, and it's time for it to happen here. A general strike, not violence. The violence is being initiated by the government and by the bankers. But a general strike where we all just say, we quit. It doesn't
exactly
matter how hard we work. You're going to take it away from us anyway and give it to the money junkies. We're just going to sit down, and we're not going to pay. And we already know that message is getting out, because I've been saying in years past, if the American people stand up and say, we will no longer be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions, sooner or later foreign investment would get the clue that their money is no longer guaranteed by the American people here in the U.S., and they'd start to pull out their money. And it's already happened. Foreign investment in the U.S. has dropped by almost a third this last year alone.
That's why it's so important to take advantage of this. And I'm really happy that you said it's not about violence. It is about making sure that you're prepared with your family to survive whatever this government is going to throw at you. And if you pull out now, if we stop giving them our profit, if we stop giving them our energy, if we finally do say, no, I quit listening to you and this forced Obamacare, I quit trying to pay bills that I'm never going to be able to pay, I'm going to stop allowing my unborn descendants to be debt slaves. You know, it's time. It really is time. It's beyond time. It's 2012. We need to be adults of whatever religion we believe in, put on our adult pants, and get down to the business of cleaning up our world and stopping this corruption.
The time has come for everyone to say no. If we are a free people, we have the right to say no. No to higher taxes, no to our children being blown to bloody bits in wars to prop up Bretton Woods. No to all of this stuff. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And Americans have to reclaim that freedom and right to say no.
That's exactly it. And I want to thank you, too, Michael. We are still doing the marathons, although they're a mini-thon. They're still the second Saturday of every month. It's next December 8th. And, again, we talk to people all over the world. And I want to thank you for agreeing to be part of it again. So we'll look for that. I have another appointment. I am going to have to go, but I am really excited to see people finally getting their courage. And I mean, we have to look ourselves in the mirror before we go to sleep, folks. Remember, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. Do what you can to be free, to spread this news around, and to withhold your support and your energy from global governments gone wild.
It's absolutely true. Thanks an awful lot, Karen. We're going to let you go here. What everybody needs to understand because of that 11th marble, it doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. The debt cannot be paid because the debt is all money that never existed to begin with. That's why it's a pyramid scheme. And so we have all these governments on earth and all of these bankers like Christine Lagarde that say it doesn't matter how the debt came into being, even if it was criminality involving Goldman Sachs and Papandreou, debt is sacrosanct, you will be a slave to it. And I'm going to say no, cry freedom. We didn't create this debt. We didn't agree to live under this predatory banking system. All of this was done before we were even born. And we have been propagandized by our corporate media and our schools to think this is the only way a national economy can run. And that is a lie. This nation began with an economy that worked for the people and worked for the nation and produced the highest standard of living on the planet until it got hijacked in 1913 by the money junkies. And this private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is a trap. There's never going to be enough money to pay it all off. There can't be. It's designed that way. And we are now at the end of that cycle that Keynes and all of his other buddies there who were making huge amounts of money off the financial system knew was going to be there, but it wasn't going to be their problem because they're all dead. We're there. We're at the end of that cycle. It's on the verge of collapse, and we have a political system and a financial system that is willing to incinerate the surface of planet Earth in a daring gamble to conquer the world's resource-rich areas and use them to prop up that failed Bretton Woods agreement. There's a video we have on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, The Road to World War III. You need to look at it if you have not seen it, and you need to share it to everybody you know, especially in the military, because they need to understand all of these wars are to prop up a printed paper currency. It's not about terrorism. It's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's not about evil Muslims versus good Christians. It's all about propping up a failed financial system for just a little bit longer until these money junkies die happy with all the wealth, and then it's somebody else's problem to deal with. The time to deal with this reality is now. Private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest are a new method of enslavement. It's a new method of ruling you through debt, and it is no more legitimate than rule by slavery or rule by divine right. The time for civilization to evolve and understand this is an illegitimate system of rulership is now. And Karen is absolutely right. In their push to create a global fascist financial dictatorship, the money junkies have set the stage for a global revolution. It's starting to happen. It's all over Europe. It actually started very quietly and thankfully peacefully here in the United States with the Occupy movement. Occupy New York, and it spread all across the country, even out here in Hawaii. Now the Occupy people are there in the areas devastated by Storm Sandy. They're taking better care of the citizens than FEMA is. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
My hat's off to Karen and all that she and her crew are doing to try to help save what's left of our shambles of an economy, if you will. But me, you know, I have an attitude of, you know, striking once a month for me just doesn't do it, which is why I only go shopping 2 days out of every month, and I refuse to shop any period after that. And I absolutely refuse to shop places like Kmart, Walmart, big box stores, any corporate, any place that's connected to a
Okay, we've got to take a break for commercials, Art. I'm sorry, bad timing. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're back with Art Off the Grid, and you had something else you wanted to add.
Anyway, I'll try to see if I can get all this out. I try to talk to people about these things, and I try to get them to understand why I do what I do. And, you know, for me, I would much rather go and spend a little bit extra at a small mom and pop or whatever and keep the money in my own community rather than to give it to a big corporate enterprise like Walmart or whatever like that. And, you know, but the more I talk to people, the more it becomes apparent to me that people are more worried about saving money than they are in saving their own economy or their own assets, if you will.
Or even their own lives, because if you're taking your food budget and you're going to small local farmers' markets, you're much less likely to wind up with food that is either genetically modified or sprayed with so many chemicals, you know, that it really should not be in your body. And that, of course, is why these large corporations for the food, they're trying to get the government to declare these farmers' markets illegal because we can't guarantee the safety and efficacy of the food, which is nonsense coming from a government that has turned a complete blind eye to all the problems with Roundup and GMO food.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I talk to people, I try to get all this through to them, but, you know, what I'm beginning to really come to understand, and I've actually had people come right out and tell me this, they don't want to get outside their comfort zone because right now they're still able to buy groceries And I keep trying to get them to understand, yeah, right now you can still buy groceries, even though your budgets are tight. But what's going to happen when this comes crashing down and you can't buy groceries? Then what are you going to do? Saving a dollar isn't going to amount to squat. Then you got to stop this garbage. Stop shopping Walmart and these big corporate entities. So what, you pay an extra 15 cents at your local, your little local mom and pop. Whoopie deal. The thing here is if you will go back to shopping your small mom and pops, the big places like Walmart and whatnot, you know what you can do, folks? If you go back to shopping your local mom and pops, your local mom and pops will begin to see their revenues go up, their prices will come down, and you can put places like
they'll
Walmart
hire people locally.
Out of business.
There'll be job creation as well here. And absolutely. I don't shop at Walmart anymore, mostly because whatever you're buying there for the very, very low price tends to break very quickly. So you're not really getting a bargain there. You're not getting your money's worth. And again, going to the grocery store where you're getting all this manufactured food full of chemicals and fillers, and you're not getting nutritional value for your dollar. You're going to get healthier food going to the small mom and pop local farmers markets. And anybody who's got a sizable piece of property that they're living on, you better start getting ready to plant a food garden as soon as the spring thaw happens, because
right.
They can't sustain this pyramid any longer. They're going to try and distract from it with a very bloody nuclear world war. Millions are going to die. But the reality is this economic model can't work. And you know how they did themselves in on this? You know, before this idea of globalization, where you had all these individual nations with private central banks, they'd crash periodically and restart, and it didn't really call a lot of attention to it. There'd be people saying, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of whatever, it's because of Storm Sandy and all the other scapegoating. But when you link all of these private central banks together, and they go down together in a huge crash, everybody is all of a sudden saying, aha! It was the private central bank that was causing all of these failures of nations and all this poverty and stuff. And now the world has woken up to realize that.
Right. And if we all can do this, if everybody would just stop buying from these big corporate entities and start buying from the local mom and pops, like I said, they'll see their revenues go up, their prices will come down, jobs will be created, and we can literally put Walmart and places like that out of business. We can shut them down. Vote with your wallet. Hit them where it hurts the most, their bottom line.
Well, I think Walmart is already in trouble because they rely very heavily on Chinese suppliers for the goods that they sell in their store. But as the dollar continues to go and decline and China starts saying, we want to trade with you for the yuan, not the dollar, Walmart's price advantage is rapidly evaporating. In fact, it's kind of ironic to see that at a time when we should be working on restoring manufacturing in this country, the government continues to just turn a blind eye to small business development, manufacturing development inside the USA. The New York Federal Reserve was reporting just yesterday, manufacturing inside the US is continuing to slow down because we have a government and a financial leadership that has gotten so used to becoming rich by simply gaming the system. They turned their back on manufacturing. They literally killed the goose that was laying the golden egg.
Right. And you know,
we should have a national priority of rebuilding manufacturing in this country. And I don't mean for weapons of war. I'm talking about being able to build a car somebody will actually buy, appliances that will actually hold up and be desirable, and not just stuff that's painted this season's fashion colors to get you to buy it.
Right, and that was another thing I was going to get to, and I'm glad you brought that up because I remember, and I'm sure you do too, Mike. Because we're
okay, Art. We got to take another break. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, Art. We got to take another break. I'll bring you back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, in the afternoon. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're finishing up with Art. Art, you had one more comment to make, and then we got another caller we got to get to.
Right. I'm glad you brought up the whole manufacturing thing, because there was a time in this country where we led the world in manufacturing and industrial. And you think back, for example, one perfect example was Harley-Davidson. Their big selling point was made in the USA, but that's not the case today, because now parts are made in other countries, shipped over here, and it's assembled. We need, remember back during the early mid-80s when our economy was struggling and we had the savings and loan bailout and they had that big push for buy made in the USA? We need to revive that movement once again and start getting back to creating and building and manufacturing the best products in the world, because that's what made us strong.
That's thanks, right. Mike, I'm out. All right, thanks an awful lot. Manufacturing or agriculture, labor in general precedes capital. You do not create money out of thin air unless you're Ben Bernanke and his printing press. But real value, real wealth is created by people who make things or grow things. We've thrown that away. Remember back in the 1990s, they were covering the loss of manufacturing by saying, you know, we're going to have the service economy now. you know, we're going to make money by having you all do each other's laundry for a fee, which created new tax opportunities for the government, but didn't actually improve the standard of living in this country. We let it all go away, and we need to get it back. One of the reasons it went away, of course, is this globalist agenda, which was going to have all the manufacturing over on this part of the planet and all of the food creation over on this side of the planet and all of textiles up here and all of machinery down here, so that they could stay permanently rich sitting astride those lanes of communication for products that were being shuttled all over the globe. That was the reason for that, to prevent any one area of the globe from being independent by being self-sufficient, to make us all dependent on the rest of the world for our daily needs. That was part of that whole Agenda 21 program, to keep us in a state of permanent dependency by removing from individual sovereign nations the ability to care for themselves. We need to start getting it back. You will never have a healthy, prosperous economy without manufacturing and agriculture within your own borders. And we need to start getting that back. And I remember when I was a kid, before that money junkie ethos spread down from Wall Street to infect our entire society, when people who made things or grew things took a great deal of pride in that. And they were as proud of the quality of their work as they were the money that they were making for it. And we seem to have lost that as well. It's all about the money and the profitability and how much money we can make off this thing. And we've lost our love of quality work and healthy agriculture, because we had a government and a management that basically viewed agriculture as dirt farming and manufacturing as getting your hands greasy. And if you have no respect for the work product of people who make or grow things, sooner or later they start losing respect for their own work. And that's when the quality of work begins to decline. And that is a big, big problem that afflicted the United States of America in the post-World War II years, when Bretton Woods was making the bankers rich and Harvard Business School came out with this idea of scientific business management and the MBA that created a generation of mid-level managers with no emotional connection to the products being produced. And they didn't really understand how manufacturing worked or how agriculture worked. They were just there looking at the PERT charts and the Gantt charts and making decisions. And they changed companies, and it didn't matter if they were working for a company that made rearview mirrors one week and pharmaceuticals the next and T-shirts the next. It was all the same interface. And they didn't feel they had to know or care about how these products were being made. And we went down a path where we lost our love of being a manufacturing nation. And we need to get that back. We used to be a nation that could put men on the moon. Now we're hitching rides to the space station with the Russians. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Fred in New York. Fred, thank you very much for waiting. And what is on your mind?
Okay, Mike, thank you so much for taking my phone call. Yeah, that guy, Art, he's absolutely right. We got to buy American. I agree. But the reason I called up was about the issue that's happening in Palestine and Israel right now. A couple of days ago, I was just, you know, combing across the internet, and I seen an article saying that the people of Palestine are going to go to the UN to try to gain their independence from Israel and become a state, and I guess they have enough votes in the General Assembly, the article said, but not with the Security Council. And I thought that was kind of interesting, you know, that those people are going to attempt to get independence. And then all of a sudden, you know, like 2 days ago, we see this all-out war against Palestine by Israel. Do you think there's a linkage between those people that are trying to gain their independence and then Israel making a war on Palestine?
I'm sure that's part of the agenda, because I think they're rushing basically to forestall recognition at the UN for Palestine. Because once Palestine has any degree of official recognition at the UN, then Israel's going to have to deal with the reality of a Palestinian state, tiny though it may be. And so you're very right. This may also be part of the reason why it's happening now.
Mike, I just ask you a serious question, because you know a lot more about the issue. What is Israel's hang-up about a Palestinian state? What is the big deal? I mean, wouldn't that, like, kind of bolster both countries? They have trade partners. They can, you know, have goods going back and forth. Isn't it better to have a free state living next to you than some kind of military occupation state? What is Israel's hang-up with this?
Well, Israel's hang-up is they're listening to the voices in their head, and they think it's the voice of God, and that this is still 2,000 years ago where you could run your country like it's, you know, a primitive kingdom where you smite everybody and just take what you want. What Israel's long-term goal is Eretz Israel. They want the Israel described in the Bible, running all the way from the Nile River to the Euphrates. And all along, Israel's attitude has been, we have a right to exist, but you don't get out. And Israel's ultimate goal is to trick the United States of America into waging war on all of those countries that Israel covets. And by the way, when the U.S. went in and stomped Iraq and lynched Saddam, one of the first things that happened was a bunch of Israeli investors went up to Iraq and started buying up the place, which is the same thing they did with East Jerusalem. You know, you've starved the people into poverty. You go in with some money and say, we'll buy your house from you for pennies on the dollar. And then they slowly, you know, take it over. And now they're basically saying, you know, Jerusalem is unified under Israeli control. And if you go back and you look at the original United Nations partition plan, Jerusalem was firmly in the Palestinian side. And Israel was never going to go along with that. We must have our holy places. We must have this. We can't have Muslims defiling our most holy of holies and all the rest of that stuff. It's literally a religious war. It's, you know, a crusade where they're whacking each other over the head over whose God has the largest genitalia. And, you know, you can maybe tolerate that when you're talking primitive tribes with clubs and spears, but these people have nuclear weapons.
Well, Mike, it sounds childish. I mean, they got to grow up. They got to recognize.
Oh, it is. It is.
I mean, the whole thing is
government
childish.
Is childish. Government is childish. I mean, how do you convince young people to act like adults when they're seeing the leaders of their nations behaving like spoiled children?
That's an excellent point, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call. Keep up the good work, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Coming up on the top of the hour with Don Wiskin here. Getting over to the economy, Obama has already come out and said there has to be a tax hike first before he'll even discuss spending cuts. So already they're saying, yeah, the solution to the nation's problem is you, the people, have to come up with more money. We don't have it, Barack. I know it's an article of religious faith inside the Beltway and inside Wall Street that there are still vast pools of untapped wealth out here in the hinterland. It isn't true. But Obama's out there screaming the only way to avoid the fiscal cliff, which is U.S. speak for austerity. That's what they're talking about. It's austerity for America, but they're calling it fiscal cliff in the hope that you, the American people, won't realize it's the same raw deal the Europeans are getting right now. And Obama is saying tax increase first, then we'll talk about what is going to be cut in terms of spending. We already know what they're going to cut. They're not going to cut the budget for bailouts for Wall Street. They're not going to cut the money going to Israel that's declared off the table, even though it's all illegal. They're not going to cut the war spending, which was what was supposed to be mandated at the end of the year. There were mandated cuts to the defense budget. And this whole fiscal cliff is trying to figure out some way they can avoid those cuts by taking the money from someplace else. What are they going to cut? Department of Education, Social Security, Medicare, building roads, repairing roads, keeping the bridges from collapsing, keeping the flood control working. By the way, there's a story that just went up from a member at whatreallyhappened.com. In the weeks before Hurricane Sandy, up to the very day the National Weather Service declared it to be a hurricane heading for the East Coast, FEMA was selling off all those trailers that were supposed to be used for emergency shelters, which is why now they're putting these survivors up in, you know, unused prisons, tent camps, all of that stuff that was supposed to be in place. After Hurricane Katrina, it was a disaster down there, FEMA bought up all these trailers to be used for emergency shelter for people who were victims of natural disasters, rather, and they started selling them off for the money. And they were selling them off right up to the time when Storm Sandy started coming ashore in New England. It's all about money and preserving money and wealth, and they're not interested in taking care of you. You are important to them only for the wealth you can give them, and we don't have any more, or the soldiers you can breed for them. Which I think was the real agenda behind all this talk about banning abortion in all cases, because even a child who's conceived and raped can grow up to be a soldier for the American government and the money junkies. Apparently, the alternative minimum tax that is in the current budget is going to unintentionally, we are being told, increase taxes for 28 million Americans. The cash grab is on. Their solution to this problem is take more from you. And the message, again, in all of these countries with a private central bank, the message is uniform. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. Economists are saying that the U.S. credit rating is going to take another hit in 2013. It already took one in 2011. That's why the SEC is trying to sue Egan Jones right now. But the U.S. credit rating is going to take a hit. And you know why? Because they have created a treasury bond bubble. There are not enough living Americans to pay off all those treasury bonds. Maybe that's why they're letting the illegals come in and become instant citizens. They think they're going to become taxpayers. We're already seeing more and more effects from Obamacare. The Denny's restaurant chain is going to charge a 5% surcharge on all the bills given to their customers. For your food, you go and you get a burger and everything. There's going to be sales tax on it. There's also going to be an Obamacare surcharge of 5% on all the bills. And they're cutting their employee hours to get down below the minimum where they have to provide mandated health care. This is turning out to be another disaster. It is not going to achieve its stated aims, and it's hurting people. Now then, Europe is officially back in another recession. For the 50 million Americans living at the poverty level or before in this country, the probability of a new recession is 100%. The working class and middle class are continuing to be driven down lower and lower. Texas Instruments is going to cut 1,700 jobs to reduce costs. Apparently, the Hostess company, which is already talking about closing factories, they're talking about shutting down completely. The Twinkie, an icon of American pop culture, is about to go away here. Massive jump in jobless claims, and the propaganda is it's all because of Storm Sandy. Really, it's the storm's fault. It's the will of God. The joblessness has nothing to do with the economy or the government or Wall Street or the Federal Reserve or offshoring or trillions in bailouts, billions to Israel and all the cost of the wars. Really honest, it's just a storm. Man, the bovine excrement coming out of Washington, D.C. has hit the flood stage. By the way, a little comment here about the salaries and retirement benefits of presidents and other federal employees. If you get to be president, after you stop being president, you still get paid $180,000 a year for life. If you're in the House and Senate, and you quit being in the House and Senate, you get a salary of $174,000 for the rest of your life. If you are Speaker of the House, and it looks like Boehner's going to get that one, and you leave public life, you get a salary of $223,500 for the rest of your life. The salary for the majority minority leaders, after they're done doing their job, they're not working any longer, $193,400 for life. I think we just found where some of these austerity cuts need to be made. The biggest mistake this nation made was to allow the evolution or the infection of a permanent ruling class who believe they are entitled to wealth at the expense of the people. When the United States was first created, being in the federal government was a part-time gig. Wasn't paid very well. Everybody who was in the government, they had their own businesses they lived on and took care of, and they only met occasionally to arbitrate dispute between the states. And that was it. It was an honor. It was a duty. It wasn't supposed to be a permanent lifestyle with dynastic rulers like the Bush family. Now then, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the one part of the economy that's doing very well right now are the producers of luxury goods. Because the 1%, they're on a spending spree. Life's been good to them. They got richer this year than ever before, and they're out there buying yachts and fur coats, even though they're politically incorrect, and they're out there building new mansions and buying fancy exotic sports cars. They're tooling on down the highway in their Bugatti Veyron and having a lot of fun. And they think this is the way the world is supposed to be. And don't get me wrong. I think being rich is a gas. I think everybody ought to be rich. And I don't have a problem with people who become rich by producing a product or a service that we voluntarily choose to avail ourselves on, like Steve Jobs with the Apple II, or James Cameron for an endless string of wonderful movies. We admire and respect these people because that's what capitalism is supposed to be. But most of that 1% got rich by gaming the system and being part of this Ponzi scheme banking system that creates debt out of thin air and enslaves the people to it. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. Today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we have got Joe in Florida. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Thanks, Mike, and thanks for all the great work you do. I was curious as to what your position was on Social Security being described as an entitlement after I paid into that for 40 years.
I'm absolutely in agreement. The only reason they're calling it an entitlement is to make it sound like it's the government's choice whether or not to give it to you or to cut back on it, and that's absolutely not true, because that is money that we've all paid in and entrusted the government to manage for us and invest wisely so it would grow, and they failed on that one. And as a matter of fact, it is not an entitlement. It is money that is borrowed from the American people and owed back to us. And what the government has done, the government is already unable to meet its debt obligations. And so what the U.S. government did is they looked around and said, who can we default on that won't cause us any harm? Well, we can't default on the Federal Reserve. That'll cause our credit rating to go down. Can't default on the foreign investors and foreign creditors, because that'll cause our credit rating to go down. But we can default on the American people, and there's not a darn thing they can do about it. That's when we started hearing about entitlements, and we're going to have to tighten our belt, and you retirees are just going to have to learn how to live on dog food here.
Well,
I'm
a Vietnam vet.
Yes, good for you. Glad you survived.
Well, so am I. I didn't go there willingly either. And, you know, I had a vision the other day. You know all these zombie movies where the military and the government is shooting down these mass quantities of zombies?
Mm-hmm.
I had a vision that I'm... something akin to the Palestinian Intifada. If these people ever try to take away Social Security from people like me, who have not a whole lot left to lose, I think that they're going to see a level of violence. You know, I'm not going to be around long anyway. I got two stents.
Okay, we got to finish up because I got one more caller I need to get to before the top of the hour. And Don Wiskin, you're absolutely right. About a week ago, there was a military exercise training the army to deal with the zombie apocalypse. Well, zombie apocalypse is the code word for an armed American uprising. And because this goes way beyond Social Security, when the system starts to break down, there's going to be mass hunger in this country, and there's going to be crowds of hungry people coming up the street ready to set fire to the Congress for having screwed up what was once the greatest nation on earth. And so they're literally training and brainwashing the army to look at angry Americans as zombies, you know, just like they called the Vietnamese gooks and the Germans, they called them krauts, the dehumanization jargon. So they're going to start calling American citizens zombies and tell the army, kill the zombies, kill the zombies. And that's what's going on. Got to let you go. We're going to try and get Pete in here before the start of the music. Pete in California, aloha. What's on your mind?
Question. My question to you is who's going to control the corporations if you get your smaller government that you advocate?
Well, I think we need to understand that corporations have to be by law limited. And again, when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, yeah, corporate personhood cannot be allowed. It's a complete fiction anyway. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with Don Wiskin after these words from our sponsors.